Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So this beluga whale, which is suspected of spying for Russia, has been found dead off the coast of Norway. Nicknamed Valdemir, the whale was about 15 years old, well short of the 50 years that belugas can naturally live to. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Norwegian journalist Lars Bevanger. Good morning, Lars.
Good morning.
When did the Norwegian public first become aware and a bit suspicious of this whale?
Well, he turned up back in 2019 and started following fishing boats around and clearly wanting to get in touch with the people on board. And they noticed quite early on that he was wearing some kind of a harness, and attached to that was a camera. So speculation was then immediately rife that he was some kind of spy whale. And we know that both the Russians and the Americans have used belugas and dolphins and other sea mammals to help them find things on the seafloor, to locate damages on submarines. So we're not quite sure exactly where it came from, but it looks like he came from Russia. And that would also tally with where a lot of the beluga whales are naturally found.
And of course, a real giveaway was the fact that the GoPro he was wearing said equipment made in St. Petersburg. So there wasn't much of an attempt to conceal where he'd come from.
That's correct. So that also points towards him being some sort of experimental animal that wasn't perhaps part of a spy program, but a program where they use sea mammals to help in various underwater activities. It could also be that he was a therapy animal because he was very friendly with humans and clearly used to humans more than other beluga whales. So we will probably never know exactly where he came from or what he was doing, but he's become a very famous whale.
And it is unusual, isn't it, for belugas to be spotted so far south? That's not generally the case.
That's right. So the first time he was spotted was in the far north of Norway in the Arctic. But then he started quite quickly swimming south. And we're not quite sure. There's a lot of theories for why this. He might have been following the herring shoals that go south around that time of year. He might have been looking for a mate. Belugas are very social animals and usually live in large pods of 20 plus animals, and he was on his own. So he was probably looking for company, but again, being used to humans and not other belugas, whales, he's probably been lonely all his life and following boats and seeking harbour, basically trying to find humans who will interact with him, has also been what he's been doing these last years.
That's incredibly sad when you put it like that. So tell us about the nickname then that he was given.
Yes, so he was nicknamed Valdemir. So Val is a Norwegian word for whale. And Vladimir obviously comes from Vladimir Putin, with all these potential Russian links to him. And that was the pun that someone came up with. I'm not sure exactly who it was, but I think it was one of the first fishermen to spot him up in the north of Norway. And that's stuck. Someone tried to drop the Putin reference after the Ukraine invasion and called him just Valdi. But that has not really caught on. So
right.
He's still and will remain Vladimir, I think.
And do we know what happened to him? Like, why did he die?
He was seen alive around noon on Saturday this last weekend, and then he was spotted dead on Sunday. We still don't know what had caused it. And as you said in your introduction, he was expected to live much longer than he has. And there's some speculation he has maybe been hit by a boat. That has happened in the past. We know he's been in collisions with boats and had some damages, but we still don't know. And they have got him on shore now and will be performing an autopsy on him and try to find out what happened.
So far, the Russians haven't come looking for him.
They have not, and they have also not commented on any of these speculations surrounding his origins. So that's probably something that we'll never be sure about.
All right. Well, it's a little bit of a mystery, but it's also a sad story. That's Lars Bevanger there, who's a Norwegian journalist on this beluga whale suspected perhaps of spying for Russia. But really, the important bit of that story is that it died at the age of 15 years old. And was that something to do with how far south he was or the fact that he was wandering around on his own and the belugas generally enjoy travelling in pairs or in a group? Thanks very much, Lars, for joining us on the programme.